Brethren, we live in a world that is come unglued. In other words, we could say when the foundations are falling apart. In Psalms 11, verse 3 and 4, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. In other words, we could say, when the foundations are falling apart, no worries. God is in charge. He's got this covered. He has a plan, and we know about it. Not only that, but we are a very important part of it. So we are gathered here today because of what God says to us in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. If you want to turn there, Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. And it says, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he hath chosen in the feast of unleavened bread and in the feast of weeks and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Now God revealed to Mr. Armstrong that in God's church we take up an offering seven times in a year. Now I'd like to ask, why would God, who has given us everything that we have, want us to give some of it back in an offering? Certainly not because he needs it. I believe a big part of it for us is to show how grateful we are for what he's given us. And I'm not just talking about financially. So today I'd like to look at three different ways being grateful when we give an offering helps us to have a grateful attitude in our day-to-day lives. The first point is being grateful or thankful to God for all he has done for us helps us to focus on what we have been given instead of maybe something we would like to have. By this I'm thinking more in terms of desiring things that our friends maybe have, but we don't. Satan would like nothing better than to get us distracted any way he can. We have been given such an incredible calling. Nothing in this life compares to what our Father wants to give us in the soon-to-come future. So my second point then is, let's look at an example in Mark 12, verse 41 to verse 44. Mark 12, verse 41 to 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. The widow, it would seem, was grateful to have something to give. In contrast, let's read Mark 12, verse 38 to 40. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplace and the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost room at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater condemnation or damnation. That's quite a contrast with the widow, as she wasn't doing things to be seen by those around her. The scribes wanted to be highly regarded and impress others. They didn't show gratitude toward God. And for my third point, I'd like to say, let us turn to Psalms 11, and we'll read all seven verses, Psalms 11. It says, in the Lord I put my trust. How say you, to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bows, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. In if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous man do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence in his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loves righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Okay, with the world today seeming like it's about to explode, we can be very grateful for the understanding God has given us, because we know the end result of what we're seeing. We just recently heard a message from Mr. Bowles assuring us that God is in total control and Satan can only do what God allows. So we know what the outcome of all this violence we see today will be. We can be very grateful for such knowledge, something all the money in this world cannot buy. So in conclusion, as we take up an offering today, let's focus on being thankful and grateful for all God has done for us, remembering to be humble, because it's God who calls the weak things, not the high and mighty. And rest assured, as Psalm 11 verse 5 says, the Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that love violence, his soul hates. The time is coming very soon when God will intervene in man's affairs and put an end to the evil and violence we see today.